21,000 kids now attend four-year-old kindergarten programs in Wisconsin. That's up by about a third compared to just 5 years ago. Estimates from the state superintendent's office show that statewide, schools with four-year-old kindergarten increased what they can bring in through state aid and local property taxes by more than $95 million. Janesville Republican Debbie Towns chairs the task force that's looking into the issue. She says she wants to see evidence that four-year-old kindergarten is worth the price.
If we're spending a significant amount of money in that, are we going to have something that we can turn back to the taxpayers and say you bought something with that investment?
Towns says she'll keep an open mind while the committee meets and says her party's stand against using tax dollars to fund four-year-old kindergarten won't affect her. Assistant State Superintendent Richard Grobschmidt also sits on Towns' task force. He says four-year-old kindergarten is nothing new. He was enrolled back in 1953. He says he hopes committee members get a sense of how popular the program is throughout Wisconsin.
Particularly when we see 235 school districts in the state of Wisconsin have made the decision to offer four-year-old kindergarten. That's over half of the school districts in the state.
The legislature and Governor Jim Doyle have sparred over trimming and expanding four-year-old kindergarten in the past. In this last budget, Doyle tried unsuccessfully to start a grant program that would have made it easier for districts to get programs started in their schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.